Greetings, greetings. Welcome to another episode of Truth to Power. I am your host, Tyrus Terrell McKnight. And you know, tonight, I wanted to do things just a little bit differently. I apologize in advance if you hear a lot of clinking and clanking in the background. But I really just had to get this episode out. If you hear a lot of clinking and clacking in the background, it's just my dryer, you know, drying my clothes and things like that. You know, I had to, you know, gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta wash clothes when you wash clothes. Those who know, they know. But tonight's episode, I really wanted to do things a little bit differently. I wanted to give some part of me truth to, part of me creating Truth to Power was me to empower Black people as well. Not so much criticize. And I didn't want my last two episodes to be indicative about what I do as a whole. You know, because on the outside looking in, it could look like criticism, but I'm really just trying to help us do better. I really want to see us do better. I'm really trying to motivate you to do better. Even when I did the court jester versus the king, you know, it was just like there was a personal episode for me because, you know, after a while, you just start thinking to yourself, you know, everybody wants to be the court jester. Who wants to be the king? Same thing with the grasshopper. Like, everybody wants to be a grasshopper. Everybody wants to party. But who wants to be the ant and start building? Start, you know what I'm saying, getting prepared for the winter. Start storing food. And while I was going through certain challenges today, I won't speak on specifics, but while I was going through certain challenges today, I noticed that I was a hashtag that I used to use in 2019, when I first started, you know, making documentaries and things like that. And I was just dead tired, working two jobs, dead tired, taking care of a household with my ex-fiance and things like that. And I used to use this hashtag called hashtag regardless, meaning that regardless of what goes on in my life, I still have to get the work done. I try to keep that mindset with just about everything that I do, like regardless of how tired I am, regardless of what I'm going through internally, and you know, sometimes externally, I have to remember that people depend on me. For those who don't know, I'm a father of a 15-year-old now, and he depends on me. He depends on me to get out there and work regardless of how I'm feeling. And he'll be the first to come to me, like if he sees that I'm having some challenges within the day or if I'm having a bad day, he'll be the first to come to me and say, hey, Dad, you know, I know you're having a bad day, but, you know, I know you got me. I know that everything's going to be okay. You know, and I really appreciate him for that. But, you know, I don't even like, I guess, like the way I present, I can't hide my internal, externally, if that makes sense. I can't hide what's going on inside on the outside. So my facial expressions sometimes tell a story, but regardless of how I'm feeling, I still got to get up, go to work, you know, sick. For those who don't know, I don't like missing work. I don't like missing days of working and handling my business, because I want to bring up two parts, because I was reminiscing the other day too. And I was reminiscing because people, they often ask me, how did I get started and how did I get so much accomplished in such little time? And I was just thinking to myself, you know, 5 movies in a span of 4 years is an incredible feat. And I have to say it again, 5 movies in a span of 4 years, all independent produced by me, is an incredible feat. And I just look back on the journey and I appreciate the journey so much. I appreciate the people that stood in a pocket with me when things seemed to be going awry. When, for those who don't know, I will bring this up again. For those who don't know, during the production of Low Hanging Fruit, And the from that production, from beginning to end, I ran into some challenges. I got tested. I really got tested. I really did. It was a huge challenge, and I had to rise to the occasion. I got locked up for something I didn't do. Everybody knew I didn't do it, but the judge didn't care. She knew I didn't do it. It was on video. She didn't care. The DA didn't care. All they knew was that they had a black man in jail. And then they tried to hide me from the system by using somebody else's name. But Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest. He came through and, he did his thing. I got released eventually. And when I got released, there was no crying. There was no time for crying. There was no time for whining. There was no time for empathy, sympathy. I didn't take none. I didn't even take a break. I just hit the ground running. I was doing interviews and community service damn near at the same time. I might just, as a matter of fact, I still have that Papa Smurf interview from then. I might just go ahead and, just go ahead and show that interview again. But that Papa Smurf interview I did just doing community service and, what I'm saying, being, doing the community service at the same time and radio interviews. It was just hard. It was very hard. Very difficult. But I got through it, and even a week of the venue, trying to pull some slick shit at the last minute, thinking I wouldn't be able to make adjustments, but hey, I'm the adjustment king. And I got that done. So then right after that, right after low hanging fruit, I said, let me embark on a journey. I started sending out emails that next week. The next week. I think that was around Easter break when that happened in 2022. And I ended up sending out emails and I said, listen, now let's get New Orleans 2030 going. Sent out emails to politicians. They hit me back immediately. Hey, Tyrus, I want to be a part of this project. Just tell me what, when, where, what we got to do, camera setup, everything else like that, where I got to meet you at. Let's get it done. All the while, still going through challenges, still fighting court cases, still fighting two felonies. People messing with you. People trying to break me. People in my life who I have shown nothing but love to try to break me. And people wonder why I am the way I am. People in my life who I loved, who I cherished, they tried to break me, but they couldn't. On the 2030, around the corner, like I'm going back and forth to different places. I'm filming New Orleans 2030. Cameraman always late. And in the midst of New Orleans 2030, I get a gun pulled on me by somebody I really cherish, who I really love. That messes me up. That causes me more trauma. But hey, I keep on going. People see the pictures. They see the smile. They see me smiling with politicians. But at the same time, they're looking at me like, oh, Tyus looks like you're going through something. Because I was. Because I was. But regardless, the work had to get done. I made my adjustments. Cameraman dropped out, got another one. and got in touch with some people that I know, my connections in the radio business. Hey, let me do this interview. Got some more interviews going on the way. Different venues, playing different games. Okay, had to keep going. Premiere New Orleans 2030, all the while with a broken heart. Not gonna lie to you. Not gonna lie to you. Heart was broke, shattered, a million pieces. Ain't gonna lie to you. Hurting. Felt empty inside for months. But I kept on working. Regardless, released 2 books in a span, within a span of what, 2 months. Had a children book, number one, Flowers for You, the poetry book, number two. Then came back, said I'm gonna come back with another book by the end of the year. I'm sorry this apology took so long. Then I said I was going to make a movie out of that. I released the book on December 4th. I was in production with the movie on December the 15th. The movie is done. It's finished. It's crisp. It's ready to go. But once again, I got to be able to map out things so I don't have so many challenges this time around, being a one-man army. Because I've realized something, that if you give people the opportunity to, they will let you down. It's unfortunate, but they will let you down. But I'm here to tell you, if you have faith in yourself, if you have belief in yourself, you will overcome. You will triumph over all of that, regardless of what's going on around you. But you got to put that in your mindset. You can't be so quick to give up. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care what you're going through. You can't be so quick to give up. Don't lose faith in yourself, even though the people around you have. Don't lose your confidence. Keep your confidence. There's a couple of things that I say to keep myself motivated. But one thing that comes to mind, it says, I always tell myself, stay focused, truth. Stay focused. Because I know where I want to go. And I'm not done yet. And I want you to have the same mindset, the same confidence in yourself. Do not lose faith in yourself. Do not lose trust in yourself. Do not lose confidence in yourself. Because I'm going to tell you, regardless of what you're going through, you're going to make it. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. I just spoke truth to power.